Welcome to Nuts and Bolts, an inside look into the ups and downs of running a small software business. The show is hosted by Brett Turner and myself, Austin Grigg, and we talk about new trends in the web, building a bootstrap business, and really whatever else is on our minds.
Welcome to episode number 19 of Nuts and Bolts. I'm Brett Turner. I'm here with my man, Austin Grigg.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, how's it going? Everybody. Hopefully that everybody hasn't gone away.
By everybody, we mean...
Yeah, all four people that stuck around. Thank you, moms. But yeah, it's been, I guess, 2 or 3 months since we posted an episode. It's been quite a cliffhanger, too, because I think the last time was, we're about to hire somebody, and then it's like, oh, did they go out of business, or what's going on? But yeah, we've just been busy with that, basically, and trying to figure out how to get all the work done that we've had come through the door, which is a good thing for us. If you really, really were dedicated to the show, it wasn't a great thing for you because you haven't got to hear us in a while, but it's been fun. So
yeah, and we actually did bring somebody on board, and we're going to talk a little about that a little bit today. I think it'll be fun. We've learned a lot, been figuring out a lot of things. You know, there's a lot of things that you don't think about until you actually have to have an employee.
Yes, and most of those things make themselves embarrassingly apparent.
Yes, they do.
On the first day or the first week or the first 2 months, as it's kind of been. But yeah, I guess a little bit about our employee. His name is Clarence Pollard. He worked at GE for a while and career builder for a while. Mm-hmm. What's his official title? Software engineer?
Senior software developer.
At the ripe age of 29 or 28 or whatever he's.
Yeah. Which it's funny, even just thinking of like titles, like little small things like that. Like, you know, you write an offer letter and it's part of this whole process, but like, what title do you give someone? You know, I mean, there's just, even those nuances, there's so many little things that go right into it. You know, there's like, we had to decide developer or engineer, or, you know, it's just like all these kind of connotations that I think come along with it, which is kind of funny. We don't really care, I guess, about titles, but it's more about like, you know, it's good to give someone a good title. So if they put on their resume what they had, like if you come up with some wacky title, it's kind of like, well, you know, that doesn't look that great on, you know, in the future or whatever.
Well, they don't have to worry because our employees are never going to leave ever. Right. So they're never going to need a resume.
They signed a contract saying they have to be here forever. So that's not an issue.
Right. They don't know they signed that, but they did. So I guess a little about, he's been here for almost 2 months now, right? Or almost 3 months, really, right?
Yeah.
April 6th, I think, was his first day. So, yeah, almost 3 months, which is crazy.
Yeah.
His first day, we made a big announcement about other companies not having, like, things ready for their employees when they get there, like desks, like small important things, like
a computer.
We got embarrassed, and we have these fancy, you know, standing desks that Austin and I have been using for forever, and his wasn't ready. His got put on back order and didn't come until how long after he was working here? 2 weeks?
It was about 2 weeks. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, so he had to sit at the main conference table in the middle of the office that's how long? About 8 feet long.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
4 feet wide.
I think he kind of liked it, though, actually.
I don't blame him.
He looked pretty important sitting at it, really.
He did, yeah. But that was fairly embarrassing on our part after we had talked so much smack about companies, these big companies don't have anything for that. Yeah.
And we did have a computer. Actually able to do legitimate work the very first day he was here.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
that was important for us and for him. But that finally came, I guess 3 weeks after he started. So he has that now. And I guess another sort of embarrassing, well, you know, one of the things that I've told a bunch of people, they asked, you know, how it's been going. And, it's just been you and I for 2 years doing this, and I guess over 2 years now. So small little things that are maybe annoying to us, we just kind of like, yeah, we'll deal with it whenever. But when you have somebody else working here, it's one of those things that you feel bad about. You know, you're responsible for taking care of them, making sure they're happy. And so I think it was literally, I think the day he started, they started building this deck literally right on the other side of one of our exterior walls of the office. And it was like jackhammers and like power tools for like 3 weeks straight. All day long. I mean, and it was extremely annoying. I was like, I promise this hasn't been here, you know, going on this whole time. So that was kind of annoying. But the small things like that, it's like, I hope he doesn't, you know, feel negatively about something like that, or like, oh gosh, this is going to be great for the next, you know, however long I work here. Fortunately that stopped too. So, but yeah, it's things like that where it's like, you start to notice small little things like that more and more when you have another person in the office that isn't one of the two of us, hoping that, you know, everything's okay for them.
Yeah. I think we're kind of willing to just put up with stuff, you know, it's like, we don't really have anybody to answer to. So it's like, if we're good with it, then it's fine. But you know, there's no pressure to, like, if something bothers me, I'm going to tell you, or you're going to tell me. There's not that, like, you know, we try to make the relationship here at the office very peer oriented and being a team, but there's still that dynamic of having a boss, you know? And so
right.
I think it's just kind of, it just introduces a different dynamic for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll have to have him on the next episode or two and see how he feels about it, if we can get him to be honest about it. But
yeah.
But yeah, so I guess kind of more about his first day.
Cause we put a good bit of time kind of into trying to think about wanting to have a great experience, you know? Mm-hmm. So I guess we can kind of walk through maybe what we did and maybe what we'd do differently. But, I mean, overall, I think it was a good experience, at least from our side. And, I think we learned some good things out of it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there was a lot more that went into preparing for his first day than what, you know, we had sort of anticipated.
Yeah.
One of the things that we had found in the past was, that we had found interesting just looking through company culture and that type of thing was, company playbook, which I don't think we talked about in the past, but maybe had mentioned briefly on one episode, but a company called ThoughtBot, isn't that their name, that they had put together.
Like a consulting company, software company.
Right. And they're not huge, but they're decently large now. I mean, probably under 100 employees, I would imagine still. But basically, it's just an outline, a playbook of sorts to kind of outline how you run the company and how the team works together and just lay sort of some ground rules, not necessarily like don't do this or this, but just a general overall, here are our values, here how we talk to customers, here how we even estimate things out, you know, just
right.
So somebody's not coming in and like, okay, here I am the first day, what do we do here? So yeah, I mean, it kind of lays a little bit of a foundation for someone on their first day.
Yeah. And it was a really helpful exercise actually. I mean, it took a while to really put all that out there, but I think it was really helpful because it kind of put real concrete feet around what we did want to do and kind of how we practice things and the values we did want to instill. And I think, you know, we didn't necessarily have to do that at employee number one. You know, I think we could have waited a little bit because, you know, I think those first couple of employees, you can really communicate that. You're sitting down with them as the owner's bringing them in. I think as you grow, you know, it's good to kind of build some things out so that message is consistent. Mm-hmm. But I think for us, I found it really valuable. I'm glad we did it up front because it helped us better able to communicate, what we wanted to do.
Yeah. I could see like if you got up to like 25 or 30 people, I mean, on an employee's first day, I could see maybe you talk to that employee for like an hour on the first day, and then you may not talk in depth to that employee again for another 2 months or something. You know, if they have a manager over that group of developers or whatever that may be, you know, that you may not talk extensively to that person again for another, you know, few weeks or whatever it may be. So I could see where it'd be hard to kind of get that across. But like us, I mean, we're talking to Clarence every single day and go out to lunch or go do whatever, you know, so it's a pretty close relationship just because of the number of people here, but.
Right. And I could see how you could, feel like you've said those same things over and over. If you bring 10 people on and talk through the same 10 things, I think you could assume that someone knows something just because you've said it so many times, but they've never heard any of it, right? They've never been a part of your company. So I think giving them something to reference, and it's kind of a fire hose the first day anyway, right? I mean, you're getting used to a new environment, new company, I mean, going through. So I think we gave Clarence a copy, and I think one of the things we've talked about doing is putting it up on our website where, you know, it can be something that other people can learn from. I think just kind of being open about it and let's, you know, our employees go in and kind of reference that, you know, okay, how do we handle time tracking or billing, just some practical things. And we've talked about, one of the ideas I think, that we've talked around from a company called Focus Labs down in Savannah, is in their office, they have their core values like up on the wall, and really make that a prominent part of their working environment. And I love that idea. I think not just saying them once, but that they really become part of your language, you know, in your organization, would be really powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely cool. That's a cool site to check out. Just a cool company to check out if you haven't, It's focuslabllc.com. But yeah, I think another big part of our first day, as far as going, yeah, we went over that with him and basically just tried to be as honest as we could and open as we could with him on his first day, just to give him a good insight of how we run the company as basically an open company. You know, we're pretty much an open book as far as questions or, you know, concerns, and wanted him to have the freedom to be able to ask us anything and to be able, if something was annoying him, to say, hey, look, this is kind of annoying me. Is there something we can do about this? So, I mean, none of that's come up, but, you know, we'll see. Hopefully that is something that he feels comfortable doing. Another big thing, I think, for his first day was us wanting to make, you know, have him feel like he accomplished something on his first day rather than just coming in and getting his desk set up and then going over a playbook and, like, you know, sort of watching us do something. I mean, that wasn't our goal for the first day. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to talk a little bit just sort of about like the project and how that was set up and
sure,
some of that.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we wanted, I think, that a good balance between not coming in and just saying, okay, get to work and get things done, but then not like beating around the bush, saying, letting that sense of accomplishment, I think, is really important, you know, feeling like you're contributing. And being a small company, there's, you know, one of the things I think we really value and we like having a small company is because there's no red tape. You know, it's kind of like, okay, what do you need to get your work done? Let's make sure that's there. So I think one of the things we did after we got back from the coffee shop talking about the playbook was we sat down and just set up, brought down one of the projects that we had going on. You and I had spent some time ahead of time thinking what would be a good project for him to start on so that, you know, it's something that's bite-sized enough that he can really wrap his head around it and actually accomplish something in a short amount of time. But then it's also substantial enough that he feels like he's, you know, contributing and then kind of growing from there. Because I think that's really important, instead of just dumping somebody into some massive thing they've never seen before, but also not just putting them on, you know, little, like a bug tracker and saying, okay, you know, yeah, for the first month, you know, all you get to do is, you know, just kind of do these things that, you know, don't seem like they have an impact. So something that was actually kind of cool is when we interviewed him, we brought him in and did a, kind of a coding session and actually saw how he worked, and we put him on actually a real life project that we were working on, and, you know, did it in a separate branch. And he actually, when he came in for his first day, actually got to pick up where he left off from the coding interview. So that was kind of cool. He yeah, actually got to say, you know, we didn't just do some throwaway thing or some whiteboard, you know, Fibonacci sequence, but it was something he could actually, you know, work on and work towards. And so I think that was a good transition. It felt, I think he was able to move into that pretty naturally, which is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was kind of disappointed there was no Fibonacci sequences. That's what I was looking forward to, but
that's true. I should throw in some Fibonacci sequences.
I'm going to Google that as soon as we get done. it's probably something very normal that I should know what that is, but I don't. Anyways, but I guess it was very cool watching him go through that and kind of getting to pick up on the same thing. I think he enjoyed it, seemed like, during the interview working on it. And then, you know, it was cool to see him get to pick back up. I feel like we learned some other things outside of just like telling him, you know, some more of the, like, okay, you own a business, you're responsible for employees, and some of the internal workings of the business, you know, responsible of keeping some of that more close to our chest, I guess, or not even that, just, I guess the structure of the business when you have people that aren't owners operating in the business now too.
I mean, there's just certain conversations that I think yeah, are better to, you really just want to have it between owners. And, you know, kind of the way our office is set up, I like that it's super open. I mean, it's just one big room. We kind of have each have our own area, you know, so it feels like we're not right on top of each other, but if you and I are going to have a conversation, he can hear it. So we've kind of had to find ways to go and meet at the coffee shop or in the conference room, or do some things just to get out the two of us. And the first couple of times did that, I think we just kind of walked out. At some point, I think we realized we should probably like just explain what we're doing and say, you shouldn't be scared right now, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and that's funny too, because I even make, like, we'll talk about certain, you know, if we send out an estimate or something like that and somebody wants like a super steep discount or something like that, I'll even make a comment like, well, if we start doing the work for free and we're going to go out of business or whatever, like, or if we do this for free, we'll go out of business. And I have to look at him like, that's just a joke. We're not actually going out of business. You don't have to worry. You don't have to go out and interview anywhere else, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So it's even funny that, like, just certain things that I wouldn't, from my perspective, I know I'm kidding, and it's, but from an employee's perspective, I could think of myself like, why is he saying, like, it's just, you know, anything can be taken any sort of way. So I have to kind of watch
be careful about kind of how you approach things and just make sure you're really clear.
I mean, yeah,
for sure.
Funny. Another thing was the email, some of the internal like things that we had just set up for ease of use, like Google Drive and emails and things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had pretty much, I mean, it was just the two of us. So we had a lot of settings that just share with everyone. So it was like, we probably shouldn't just share all of our folders with everyone.
Our partnership agreements, and which I think we talked through on this podcast, but like some of the stuff. Yeah.
Right. So, I think that was interesting. So one of the ones that we missed, so we did a little bit of that ahead of time, but one of the ones that we missed was, we had we use a service for like our accounting, and it sends a weekly email that says like, here was your profit for the week. Here's your basically bank account balances and essentially all of our financial data, which is great. And, it was using a group email that I had set up, and I basically just, instead of putting just you and me in it, I had put, basically all people in the organization, which until we hired someone was just you and me. And so, his first day that email came through, I think I was helping him set up his email, and I saw that come up. I was like, okay.
Just go ahead and delete that.
Yeah. And I didn't make a big deal out of it. I just, you know, said, oh yeah, I've got to change some settings. You know, if you want to delete that.
But fortunately, it wasn't like all red numbers, you know, like
true.
That would have been
good numbers.
Yeah. Hopefully it was encouraging, but
yeah, it is kind of funny, you know, that, and again, it is one of those things like where I think we want to operate and be really transparent, but there are things that are, I think, mainly we just don't want them, our employees, to worry about.
Right.
I mean, yeah, that's the bottom line. We're not trying to hide something.
Right.
It's just,
yeah, I think that's like when I was talking earlier, there's nothing like keep things close to the chest, not for like a secrecy type of thing,
right,
but just because those are things that, you know, someone who's technically a senior software engineer should not be worrying about as far as company wide goes. You know, I think there are times when we've asked him for input on certain things, like even, you know, like we've all sat down and estimated a project together, and, you know, the customers come back and, you know, talked around a few things and, you know, wanted to know if some things were necessary and, you know, ask his input on that as far as a cost perspective. And, you know, cause we do value his input, and, you know, it's
sure.
The hours that he's going to be putting in that are, you know, going to have an impact on that project. So, you know, there are definitely things that we feel like we can include him on. And, but, you know, the main goal is not to have him worrying about the health of the business from, you know, an owner's perspective. So, but yeah, it's definitely wasn't a learning experience on certain things. We're still learning things and figuring things out. And, but it's been fun, and, you know, I think it will continue to learn and get better as more people come in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things we've talked about doing is just really wanting to keep those lines of communication open as well. Just making sure that we're being proactive and asking, you know, how things are going, you know, not letting it get to the place where we just assume things are okay, you know, but always wanting to make the work environment better, the type of work we're doing. So I think that's going to be important. Again, keeping an environment where it is casual in a sense, but it's also very professional. So, you know, we've talked about doing some, you know, quarterly and yearly reviews, less in the sense of like trying to evaluate him and almost more just giving him feedback on how he's doing, but also letting him give us feedback on how things are going.
Right. Yeah, I think in another sense too, I think we've kind of been held more accountable or had to have been held more accountable on certain things that we put like in the offer letter. One of the things I was thinking around was like we said, you know, we'll provide, you know, lunch, meat and sandwiches and that type of thing every day. But sometimes Monday rolls around and it's like 12 o'clock and you know, we haven't gone to the grocery store yet, but you know, we don't want him to be in a position where he has to go out and buy his own food because that's something, you know, that we said we provide. So usually one of us will go to the grocery store at like 12:15, you know, around lunchtime to get stuff to make sure that we have stuff here. And, so it's really just staying on top of some of those things. Like if it were just you and I, 12 o'clock rolled around 12:30, it's like, eh, what are we going to do? You know, let's go out somewhere. But we typically go out now on Thursdays as our, you know, company outing for lunch. So, you know, it's really just from a financial standpoint, you know, we don't want to be going out to lunch every single day, but you know, we do have the means to provide, you know, lunch in the office. So, but it's something we've promised to provide. So, you know, if we're basically held accountable to do those certain things. And, yeah, it's even like going down to the cottage, just things that we've kind of set up that we do on a weekly basis. We're sort of held accountable to do those things. So,
yeah, it's interesting too. I think, I listened to a really good podcast, on the Andy Stanley Leadership Podcast, and he was talking about the power of asking good questions. And one of the things I thought was really insightful is he talked about how, questions reveal our values. And as he started talking about that, I started thinking about, you know, what kind of things am I communicating and what kind of questions are we asking? You know, are we asking, did you get this done? Did you get this done? Did you get this done? That communicates we really value making sure things get done or, you know, getting done quickly, versus, how's your work going today? Or, you know, do you feel like you really accomplished something? One of the good things I think we did is, I guess when he pushed code live for the first time, he's been working on a project and kind of taking on more and more ownership of one of the projects we've got going. The day we kind of pushed stuff live, we kind of had a ship day and we celebrated. We like went out to lunch or did something like that. And I think that I want to create that culture where, you know, we celebrate the wins, you know, we celebrate when we accomplish stuff. Cause it's easy when you're so busy just to kind of like plug ahead. And that's even been good for me, to kind of step back, you know, look at what we've accomplished, you know, and celebrate that. I think it's a healthy thing.
Yeah. It's tough to do a lot of times because all you can really see is the work that's out there on the horizon and sometimes even in your face, you know, and it's like, well, I would go out to lunch, but there's this deadline that's coming up tomorrow that, you know, that there's time in the day to get those things done, but there's also time in the day to celebrate things like that. So I agree. That's important.
Yeah. One of the other things that it made me think about too was, you know, we've had a lot to do. And so I've, you know, been spending some evenings getting, you know, just knocking some things out. But I've caught myself, it's easy to come in and say, oh yeah, I was up late last night working on something like this. I started thinking about what does that communicate? That communicates that, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, I'm kind of bragging in a sense. And like what that's communicating that we value going above and beyond, you know, and it's like, you know, I don't even want to operate that way. Why am I like making that, you know, so you have to even be careful in that sense. I've been kind of convicted of that, wanting to make sure that, you know, we've said, hey, our value is that we really value our family time and, you know, we want to leave on time. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that. And, you know, I think he's enjoyed that. He had told us he was commuting an hour and a half each way.
Yeah. I think he says spending about 15 hours in the car each week.
And I think probably not getting home till 7:30. So, I mean, he usually leaves here about 5, gets home by 5:30. So I'm sure that's a big win, but just wanting to make sure that we not only allow that, but that we encourage, you know, that we're actually leaving too, you know, it kind of actually like holding accountable.
Yeah.
If we say, okay, hey, we're all going to leave, you know, by about 5 o'clock, but if he leaves every day at 5 and we're still here working, what's that communicating?
You know?
So I think we've done a pretty good job with that, but it is interesting, those accountability pieces that kind of come into play.
Yeah. And I think, you know, he's actually on vacation this week for the whole week, which is great. And, you know, I don't think there was no feeling for me like, oh, I hope he has his, I hope he's checking email. That's, I mean, like I haven't talked to him since he left, which is great. I mean, hopefully he's not worrying about anything that's going on here, you know? So, you know, that's one of the things too, it's making sure you're not like trying to micromanage or make sure that they're always, you know, have this on their mind, which they definitely shouldn't. Again, it kind of goes back to the owners. You know, that's kind of the owner's responsibility in some sense, but, yeah, I guess speaking of work on the horizon too, there's no shortage of that. So ironically, I guess, I don't know if ironically fits there, but
I think it's ironic.
So after Clarence came in, it was probably 3 weeks or so after he came in. I think we were talking around all the work that we had to do, and he just shot us a link to a friend of his website and, sort of a portfolio site. So we started looking around at that. And then you and I think seriously started talking more about, hey, well, I think we're gonna have to bring somebody else in to handle some of this work that's going on. So I think we went to lunch with his friend. I think we basically reached out to him and started, as we more seriously considered, you know, this potential of bringing another person in, and went to lunch with this person and talked with him. It was kind of more just an informal, like, hey, what are you interested in doing, you know, long term? What are you currently doing? That type of thing. But then I think it fairly quickly, within a week's time, turned into a formal interview. And he came in and spent some time here, and basically long story short, we ended up hiring another person, and he's starting at the beginning of July, I guess the week after July 4th, so July 6th. So since the last episode, we've essentially doubled in size as a company. But I think it's exciting. I think that's even going to bring some new things like we're talking about now, you know, having basically as many employees as we do owners, you know, and, mm-hmm. This is, you know, three is a team, you know, but when it's like two owners and one employee, it probably doesn't feel like a team to Clarence necessarily. Mm-hmm. But bringing in somebody that he knows and has worked with in the past, you know, alongside us, you know, four seems like a team.
Yeah.
You know, you're starting to almost have enough for a basketball team. So that's what I gauge that off of.
That's the line. That's the line in this
officially. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about this new guy coming in. We'll introduce him. Maybe it won't be 2 or 3 months before we do a podcast. Maybe it'll be a couple weeks here and we'll introduce him. And we're trying to, with all the things we have going on, try to update our website and actually put some nice mug shots up there for everybody.
One good thing, his desk is already, for the most part, here. For the most part. There are two pieces. There's the tabletop, which is easily... Well, actually, I'm not even going to say that. Never mind.
You're going to curse us.
Never mind. It's not complete, but it should be. But yeah.
Yeah. We have laptops. We have monitors. We have the table legs. So worst case, we can, I don't know, I can bring some wood from the house and throw it on top. Holy cow. You can hear that. That was a large thunderstorm outside.
Yes, it was. I think the building may be coming down. So that should be exciting update for the next time around too, I guess. Yeah. We need to eventually have an episode with everyone to introduce everyone and, you know, force them onto the microphone and
that's right.
Force them to pretend like they like us. So
yeah, we may have to update our mic setup again. We just got a nice setup and I think we've already maxed it out. So
yeah, it's potential. I guess we could go back to the blue, but yeah,
that's true.
But yeah, it's been a fun couple months and, a lot of change has gone on for sure. I mean, I don't think either of us envisioned by the middle of this year that we'd have, two full-time employees, but fortunately, I guess things have gone that way, you know, and yeah. We've got the work there to support it. So,
yeah, for sure. And I, you know, it's fun seeing some of our, you know, vision come to fruition, you know, wanting to build a small team and, you know, we're not just doing it cause we feel like we have to. I mean, I think there's a need there, but I think we also are doing it cause we want to, and we're choosing to build the team that we want. So it's exciting to see all that kind of come together. So we should probably wrap up before we get electrocuted with this storm. But thanks for listening in. And for those of you who stuck around, we appreciate it. Hopefully we'll have some more updates here soon. And yeah, we enjoy just getting to chat. And yeah, if you want to check us out, you can check us out on misfitrad.io, part of the Misfit Radio podcast network. Check out some of the other shows. And if you haven't left us a review in iTunes, now that we're back, you could go and do that. But thanks for listening in.
There we go on the microphone. There we go on my microphone.
That was nice.
Talking about my microphone.
Glad I have that recorded. I'm going to listen to that tonight. To go to sleep.
Yeah. I have nightmares.